Canada HR News on January 16, 2023. I'm Elena Bobireva. In today's episode, we talk about Blue Monday and how employers can support workers with mental health strategies. 15 top jobs trended in Canada in 2023. Rising benefit costs. Monitoring employee use of social media. Upcoming layoffs at McDonald's. And other topics. Stay with us to get the latest HR updates. Today is Blue Monday. The third Monday in January is considered to be the saddest day of the year, as people contend with post-holiday blues, weight gain, cold dark days, failure to stick to New Year's resolutions, and the arrival of holiday bills. It is a good opportunity to check in with your employees and plan their mental health strategies for the year. Benefits Canada recommends that employers host lunch and learn sessions on stress management and coping with anxiety or financial pressures. And for employers with retirement savings or pension plans, their providers will often send a financial expert at no additional cost to speak to employees. Randstad Canada reports that despite an economic slowdown, employers are still in a hiring mode, and there are exciting job opportunities for job seekers from all backgrounds in various positions and industries. The company has revealed the top 15 trending jobs in Canada in 2023. At the top of the hot list are developers, HR managers, mechanical engineers, welders, and accounting technicians or bookkeepers. Other occupations include warehouse workers, nurses, drivers, and customer service representatives. While some occupations seen the most demand in Canada this year include technology, healthcare, and professional services sectors, we also see roles that require relatively little formal training and provide good compensation ranges. The costs of employer medical benefits across Canada are forecasted to rise 7.5% this year, according to the 2023 Global Medical Trend Rates report released by Aon. As employer-sponsored medical plans become an always-increasing part of an organization's employee compensation, there is pressure to forecast and manage future costs. The top medical conditions driving medical plan costs in Canada are autoimmune disease, diabetes, mental health, respiratory and cardiovascular diseases. The global average medical trend rate is expected to be 9.2%, up from 7.4% last year and the highest since 2015. The top medical conditions driving medical plans across the globe are cardiovascular, cancer or tumor growth, and high blood pressure. With the growing need to compete for talent and create a resilient and healthy workforce, implementing a long-term health and well-being strategy becomes more evident. Many leading employers combine healthcare data with other key information on absence, well-being, EAP statistics to identify a broad set of well-being focus areas and implement programs to address them. York University in Ontario has investigated and taken action against 8 employees as a result of false insurance benefit claims. Sources tell City News the employees work in at least 2 departments, housing services and parking services, and in one case, the fraud was related to a fake orthotics claim. York University would not confirm what action was being taken against the employees. It is usually the benefits provider that alerts an employer of potential fraud. They conduct an investigation and then notify the employer. And if it turns out that the employee has been involved in the fraud, almost invariably they are terminated. City News has reached out to the local union, QP 1356, representing members providing custodial, grounds and maintenance work, as well as parking security and transportation services, but did not hear back from a representative before the publication deadline. It is not the first case of widespread benefits fraud at an organization that receives public funds. In 2014, the TTC began investigating a healthcare products and services provider who was already issuing fake or inflated receipts. As a result, 223 employees were dismissed, resigned, or retired, and 10 transit employees were charged with fraud. A few years later, Baycrest Hospital in North York was forced to fire 150 employees amid allegations they defrauded their benefits plans of millions of dollars over the past 8 years. Starting today, federal employees in the core public service who are working from home will be required to begin the transition back to in-person work, with a requirement of being in the office at least 2 to 3 days a week. Many public servants began working from home full-time when the COVID-19 pandemic began. Last year, government departments began making their own decisions about remote and hybrid work. The Professional Institute of the Public Service of Canada and the Canadian Association of Professional Employees released an open letter on Friday calling on the government to halt the return-to-office plans. The unions say the plan puts members' health and safety at risk and doesn't make sense from a logistical and productivity point of view. The unions are not against returning to the office, but they question the implementation and timing of the policy. Federal departments have until the end of March to fully implement the return-to-office plan. Any repercussions for public workers who won't go back to the office would be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. Businesses in downtown area say they will be welcoming returning public employees with open arms this week. The federal government is filing 2 complaints against the Public Service Alliance of Canada, PSAC, over claims the union is not negotiating in good faith for a new collective agreement. The union, which is one of Canada's largest and represents federal government departments and agencies and Crown corporations, announced a strike vote among its 35,000 CRA workers on Tuesday. Key issues include wages, remote work, work-life balance. Both the Canada Revenue Agency and the Treasury Board Secretariat announced separate but related complaints to the Federal Public Sector Labor Relations and Employment Board. The government alleges that PSAC has flooded the bargaining tables with costly proposals, with at least 500 proposals over its 5 bargaining units, while saying that PSAC has refused to prioritize their requests, refused to move on their initial proposals, and didn't respond to the employer's offers. The CRA has filed an unfair labor practice complaint against the bargaining unit for its employees, saying PSAC has failed to observe its duty to bargain in good faith and duty to make every reasonable effort to enter into a collective agreement. In a statement, PSAC said that the federal government's move to file a complaint is just another stalling tactic to deny workers a fair contract. The union alleges the government has refused to negotiate remote work and better work-life balance at the table. Personal social media posts are not off limits when it comes to getting and keeping a job, according to a new survey released from the Harris Poll commissioned by Express Employment Professionals. The survey, conducted in December 2022 among 506 Canadian hiring decision makers, revealed that a large majority of Canadian companies, 86%, say they would fire an employee based on inappropriate social media posts. The key fireable social media offenses include posting content that damages the company's reputation, reveals confidential company information, and mentions illegal drug use or underage drinking. Only 14% of Canadian hiring managers say their company would not fire an employee based on their social media posts. But it's not just current employees who need to be careful about what they post on social media. 2/3 of Canadian companies say they use social media to screen job applicants and say it's an effective screening method. Of those employers who use social media to screen applicants, 41% report finding content on a job candidate's social media that caused the hiring manager not to employ them. In contrast, most job seekers, 61%, do not believe a candidate's social media profile should impact their likelihood of being hired. Despite the prevalence of social media, less than 1/5 of Canadian companies have a formal social media policy for employees. While most companies do not formally monitor their employees' social media posts, many employees add their team members and bosses to their social media, and their accounts are being monitored informally. McDonald's is planning to cut some of its corporate staff. The company is evaluating roles and staffing levels, and there will be difficult discussions and decisions ahead. The company wants to reduce global costs and free up resources to invest in growth. McDonald's has been a star of the pandemic. People ordered more takeout from the company during the early days of COVID, and sales have surged over the past year as inflation sent restaurant goers looking for cheaper options. McDonald's says it plans to communicate its future staffing plans by April 3rd. And this was Canada HR News on January 16th, 2023. Please leave us a rating and a comment in Apple Podcast. You can also find us in Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other platforms. For more information on the topics discussed today, see the episode description and connect with us on Twitter at CADHRNews or LinkedIn at Canada HR News Podcast.